something on your mind?
Tell us. We're listening.
Mixed expectations ahead of the interest rate announcement this afternoon. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, it's been meeting. Most economists saying there's not been any significant changes in both growth and inflation outlook to warrant a change in interest rates. Sifiso Skenjana is the chief economist at IQ Business. Sifiso, thank you for your time today. So we expect the MPC to keep the rates the same then?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, we expect them to keep the rates the same. And I think it's mostly informed by the almost the predisposition to be a little bit more conservative than probably what they should be, right? Because, again, if you just take a very quick step and say, the Reserve Bank often refers back to their mandate and say, you know, it's sustainable, it's price stability in the context of sustainable economic growth, which means price stability is one of the primary focuses. We've seen that one of the largest drivers of inflation has been food inflation. We've seen that now starting to taper off, and it's still been the largest. I think it was 5.8% in the inflation numbers that came out. But we've seen a bumper harvest, for example, in agriculture. That's probably going to see the price expectations, the price journey, price path expectations not going anywhere near the 4.5%, which is the midpoint.
I do see that some economists say that the bank does have scope for another interest rate cut, that recent strength, low inflation outlook could support a case for more monetary easing.
Absolutely, and this is exactly what we're saying, that the conservative position that the bank is taking is probably too conservative right now. We saw also TransUnion coming out, numbers coming out in October showing that the largest growth in delinquencies, debt delinquencies, were in home loans, which means a reprieve that can come from the Saab or the MPC can actually start to create a little bit of a buffer for households, especially given the fact that our economic growth trajectory is not looking good. Inflation is going to remain muted. And, of course, now we're seeing also in developed markets that they're still a little bit cautious in tapering off on their accommodative monetary positions. And so all of that in balance is showing at least some opportunity for the MPC to look at a rate cut. But because of the position that they tend to hold, we expect that they're going to leave it unchanged.
Sifiso Skenjana, Chief Economist at IQ Business, thank you for that analysis. So the Monetary Policy Committee's decision on rates, that's going to be delivered during a virtual press conference at 3:00 today.